a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. She owns Osmond Designs in Lehi and in Orem. And Heather, your guests today know all things about real estate.
They sure do. Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders, two of the best real estate agents in the entire state of Utah.
Thanks.
So fun to have you guys back.
Yeah, well, we like coming and talking with you, too. So,
right. Lindsay, you didn't mention Heather's opening a third store in Lehi.
I know.
When's that going to happen?
Oh, my gosh.
I saw your plans. I love it. I'm excited.
Yeah. Plans are in engineering.
Very modern.
It's going to be so cool. It's a very modern, sleek, contemporary store. There's not another furniture store in all of Utah that is going to look anything like the store, which I'm super excited about. It's actually located right there on the east side of the Traverse Mountain area, right there in Lehi. It's super easy access off the freeway. So all of our Salt Lake clients and North Salt Lake clients are just going to love this new location. And then eventually, once we get that build in the next year or two, we will move all the staff and all the furniture out of our Lehi location. Mm. And so that building will be up for sale. It is a great historic building. It's beautiful.
And it's big.
And it's big. And it would be a really cool office space.
I do feel like Traverse Mountain, I live in Salt Lake, so it's a lot easier to get just to those shops in Lehi than going all the way down to Orem. That feels like I need a passport.
Yeah.
Talk County.
People travel for furniture, though. I will say, I used to go clear to Ogden and all over just to find that perfect piece for not only myself, but for my clients.
So. Or if you're a guy, run over right now and get a gift card, which is the best idea ever.
How many days do we have left?
13 days
to shop.
That's getting scary.
All right, you procrastinators, get busy. Go get some of your best gifts while they're still
in stock.
Grab
one of those blankets, the really soft ones. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe a picture frame if you're feeling risky.
And then you put the card on it. I know you guys have good presentation for a card because sometimes you got to look like it's something other than just saying, it needs to look like a gift or else we don't get
it. I know everyone hates on gift cards, but those are some of my favorite gifts. Like, let me go pick out what I want, especially at a furniture store. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely want a gift card.
Maybe you should give your husband a call.
I know.
He'd
he needs to listen.
It.
Let me text you his number real
quick. We've got him hooked up. Yeah. Blankets, picture frames. For the people that have everything, everyone loves home decor. It's very easy to buy. It's those everyday items that aren't just Christmas specific that actually will get used and won't be just put in a cabinet or in a drawer or in a pile like a return pile.
Plus, if you're getting ready to sell your house, go get that piece of furniture that you need anyway. And
you'll need it anyway.
It's like free when you sell it.
Exactly, because you're going to get more out of your home and you're going to sell it in less amount of time. And right now, the real estate market is booming.
It is.
So you're going to get top dollar for your home.
Right. Well, what do we need to do to get ready to sell? If you're getting ready to sell, you got to go get your home staged.
Get your house staged. Have a designer come and look at it. And then you've got to get pre-qualified. In this market, like Matthew and I have been turning a lot of our buyers using our own cash into cash buyers. And that's super helpful. But we have, like with the lender, and I won't mention this, but the lender that we use is so reputable in our county that when we have a pre-qualification letter from them and we hold that out to another agent, the other agent actually gives our clients some credit for, we've worked with these guys. They've been around for 20 years and every time we've had an experience with them, they've pulled it off. There's never been a problem. There's never been a hitch. Yes, clients, you're safe taking an offer through this lender, that this lender is good. And so getting a good reputable lender to do a full pre-qualification, and it's not that hard. You can do it all on the phone even. That's super key at this point. And really talk to your agent, whoever your agent is, talk to them about who they've worked with for a long time and who they're very comfortable with. If you've used the same lender over and over and over again and have that relationship, as long as that's a good lender and has a good reputation, then that's probably going to be fine too.
One of the local lenders that I love here in Utah is Central Bank. Mm-hmm. They are some of the best. And I feel like when you go in there, it's like that television show where everyone knows your name. They really invest in Utah. They've been serving Utah for over 130 years, and I just think they do a great job. You want a reputable lender. You want a reputable real estate company, just like Matthew and Drew have, and it gives you that cutting edge when you're competing against other offers.
It makes such a difference to have a personal relationship where the agent on the other end has said, yeah, I've worked with these guys before, or I've worked with that lender before. I trust that this is going to work out. And Central Bank is so good that way. They're especially good if you're going to build a new house and you need new construction financing. Yep. They are like kind of like the leader as far as that goes. We know lots of people that might have a mortgage lender that they use for regular stuff, and then they go to Central Bank for new construction, for sure.
One of the best new construction programs in the state is with Central Bank. I've used them personally myself. I'm so proud to recommend them. Definitely some of the best, just like you guys. Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders, Armstrong Flinders at UtahRealEstate.net.
Right, I missed
Matthew.
Here you go. Armstrong and Flinders.
There it is. It's perfect.
Oh, no.
Love it. So happy to have you guys on today.
Mom.
Thanks for listening to our KSL Home Show. We'll be back next week.